We haven't been in England since Handel was writing music for King George I. In fact, many people had noticed the fact that England had not produced a world-class composer for some time. In Germany, it was even called Das Land ohne Musik, the land without music. Well, Queen Victoria was on the throne when the English composer Arthur Sullivan began working with W.S. Gilbert in the 1870s. They wrote operettas. These are like operas, but are more lighthearted and fun. In Gilbert and Sullivan's case, Gilbert wrote the words and Sullivan wrote the music. Theirs was a very successful partnership, but the two men didn't really get on terribly well. They would have enormous rows about seemingly trivial things. One of their biggest bust-ups was about a new carpet at the Savoy Theatre in London, where their operettas were staged. Each one of their 13 operettas gently made fun of one part or other of British life. They even had a song all about sausage rolls. Here are the words that Gilbert wrote for a song in HMS Pinafore. I am the monarch of the sea, the ruler of the Queen's Navy, whose praise Great Britain loudly chants. And here is how Sullivan set them to music.
The monarch of the sea, the ruler of the Queen's Navy, whose praise Great Britain loudly chants.
And we are his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And they are his sisters and his cousins and his aunts, his sisters and his aunts.
When at anchor here I ride, my bosom swells with pride, and I snap my fingers at the foeman's taunts.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts, his sisters and his aunts.
But when the breezes blow, I generally go below, and I seek the seclusion that a cabin grants.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And so do his sisters and his cousins and his aunts.
And so do his sisters.
Gilbert and Sullivan weren't the ones to bring great classical music back to the land that had gone without for so long. For that, we would have to wait until the arrival of a man whose name begins with the letter E, and who became famous some 30 years later. But Sir Arthur Sullivan wanted to be seen as a serious musician, too. And he certainly knew how to write a good tune.